Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. Today is January 4th, 2023. We have Jenny, Marie, Daniel, Kirby, and myself chairing. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the December 21st, 2022 LLC meeting minutes and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So move.
Support.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Current business, drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. So on August 30th, 2022, the LOC received a request from the Human Resources Department to add the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendments to its active files list. So HRD indicated that with the Benton pre-employment drug testing petition currently pending, which requests to remove THC from pre-employment drug testing requirements, they were directed by the business committee to work with the Oneida Law Office on potential proposed language to address this petition. So the LOC added this item to its active files list on September 7th, 2022. So since this item was added to the active files list, the LOC has held 3 work meetings and collaborated with representatives from the Oneida Law Office, Human Resources Department, Gaming, and Employee Health Nursing. So it's the policy of the nation to establish a drug and alcohol-free workplace program that balances respect for individuals with the need to maintain an alcohol and drug-free environment. So currently, the law requires negative drug test results for all pre-employment drug testing. The proposed amendments to this law will provide that all external applicants shall participate in pre-employment drug testing with a negative test result being required for employment eligibility, except that an internal applicant's confirmed positive THC test result shall be exempted from the requirement of a negative drug test result for employment eligibility in certain circumstances. So for gaming positions, an external applicant receiving a confirmed positive test result for THC may qualify for employment if the position mandates a background check in accordance with 5 OC 501.10, the position mandates licensing in accordance with 5 OC 501.11, and the position does not require a commercial driver's license or job-related driving. For non-gaming positions, an external applicant receiving a confirmed positive test result for THC may qualify for employment if the position has not been identified as an employee position which waived the exemption for positive THC test results. The Oneida Business Committee is then delegated the authority to adopt through resolution a list of all the non-gaming employment positions that waive this exemption. So the law continues to require that each employee shall participate in reasonable suspicion and follow-up testing upon the request of an appropriate authority, and a negative test result is required for unimpeded employment eligibility. So on December 7th, the LOC approved the draft of the proposed amendments to the law and directed that a legislative analysis be developed. On December 21st, the LOC approved the legislative analysis. So now that we have a draft and a legislative analysis approved by the LOC, we're ready to move on to the next step of the legislative process, which is collecting public input through the public meeting and public comment period. So starting on page 6 of your packet, you'll find the public meeting packet that we're hoping the LOC will approve today. The public meeting packet starts with the public meeting notice on page 6. So this notice will be published in the January 31st, 2023, Gullywee Sox edition. And the whole public meeting packet will be placed online on the Oneida Register and also electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. So the public meeting notice shows that the public meeting will be held on Wednesday, February 15th, 2023 at 12:15 p.m. right here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room. People can also attend the public meeting through Microsoft Teams. For those who are unavailable to attend the public meeting, either in person or on Microsoft Teams, the written submission of comments or questions will be accepted until the close of business on Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. So written comments can be submitted to the Nation Secretary's Office or the Legislative Reference Office. So the public meeting notice also provides that if the Norbert Hill Center's Administrative Office's guidelines prohibit a public meeting from being held in person on February 15th, based on the COVID-19 community levels, then the public meeting will be solely held in Microsoft Teams. So the next document in the public meeting packet, starting on page 7, is the legislative analysis. This is followed by a redline draft of the proposed amendments to the law on page 11 of your packet and a clean draft on page 21. So we're now asking the LOC to consider adopting a motion to approve the public meeting packet for the proposed amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law and schedule a public meeting to be held on February 15th, 2023.
So moved.
Support. Made by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? Kirby.
Yeah, just a comment regarding the drug and alcohol-free workplace law amendment. Public meeting, it will be February 15th in this room at 12:15. We just had a public forum last week, 2 weeks ago. Not one person showed up. We always do get feedback from people that, where do we go? Nobody asked us. We are having a public meeting February 15th in this BC conference room at 12:15, and the public comment period is open till the February 22nd. And we're back to the 7 days. Prior to that, we were out stretching that out to 30 days, but because we are in person, we're back to the 7 days for public comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kirby. Marie?
Thank you, David. I just wanted to mention that on the draft policy on line 238, I mentioned this once before, the Oneida Business Committee shall adopt through resolution a list of all non-gaming employment positions. The list of the employment positions should come from the executive management that oversee those divisions and submit it to the BC. Is that something that we can change right here, or is that something we can change later?
I think that's something we can look at changing later. We do have a work meeting scheduled on January 26th with all the various general managers in HRD in the law office to kind of discuss who should be included on that list. So I think when we have that work meeting, we can have the discussion for whether it's more appropriate to collaborate with those areas and still have the business committee bring the list forward, or whether you guys would like to see the change to have the areas bring the list forward.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Moving on to the emergency management law amendments. Clarissa.
This item page 31 of your packet. So on September 14, 2022, the business committee adopted emergency amendments to the emergency management law through the adoption of resolution BC 91422B to address the United Nations Emergency Planning Committee and the difficulties of composing this team to meet the needs of the nation for an emergency response. So the LOC is now prepared to process these emergency amendments on a permanent basis. So the proposed emergency amendments to the emergency management law will eliminate the United Nations Emergency Planning Committee and replace it with an Emergency Management Operations Team. So this provision demonstrates that the nation is better suited with the Emergency Management Operations Team, which exists not as a board committee or commission of the nation, but instead as a network of different employee positions throughout the nation that all have a shared responsibility to aid in the nation's response to emergencies. So this eliminates the previous difficulty in composing the team to meet the needs for the nation for an emergency response, since a conflict with Section 105.15-3 of the Boards, Committees, and Commissions Law no longer exists, and direct reports and employees of the designated areas can now participate on this operations team to achieve the best emergency response for the nation. So the amendments to the emergency management law will also provide that members of the emergency management operations team shall attend meetings or send a designee in their absence and comply with any training requirements set forth by the emergency management director. It requires that within 48 hours of an emergency, the emergency management director shall prepare or work in conjunction with the appropriate entity to prepare an emergency briefing to be presented to the business committee regarding the status of the emergency, actions taken to address the emergency, and the activation of the emergency response plan. It allows the United Business Committee to direct the emergency management director to provide additional emergency briefings to the business committee. It requires that within 30 days of an emergency subsiding, unless additional time is granted by the business committee, the emergency management director shall prepare a preliminary emergency assessment report to be presented to the business committee, any interested entity in the public. And it also extends the amount of time for the emergency management director to prepare and present an after-action report to the business committee, any interested entity in the public, from 60 days to 90 days. So on October 5th, the LOC approved the draft of the proposed amendments to this law and directed that a legislative analysis be completed. On October 19th, the LOC approved the legislative analysis. On November 2nd, 2022, the LOC approved the public meeting packet and forwarded the emergency management law to a public meeting to be held on December 13th, 2022. So this public meeting was held in person in the Norbert Hill Center's executive conference room, as well as virtually on Microsoft Teams on December 13th. No one provided public comment during the public meeting. The public comment period was then held open until the close of business on December 20th, 2022, and no one submitted written comments during the public comment period. So on page 34 of your packet, you'll find the public comment review memorandum. So this memo provides the same information I shared today regarding the public meeting and public comment period, and it also identifies that no public comments were received. So on page 35 of your packet, you'll find the public meeting transcript, and this is followed by the draft of the proposed amendments that was available during the public meeting for comment on page 39 of your packet for reference. So we're now asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the public comment review memorandum identifying no public comments were received.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. New submissions, the Elder Abuse Code. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 47 of your packet. So on December 21st, 2022, the LOC received a request from the Governmental Services Division Director to develop an elder abuse code for the purpose of protecting elders of the Oneida community from abuse, neglect, and exploitation. On page 47 is the agenda request form for this request, and this is followed by an example code from the Ho-Chunk Nation provided as backup materials with this request starting on page 48. So today, the LOC has to consider the adoption of the motion to add the Elder Protection Law to the active files list with Jenny Webster as the sponsor.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Jenny, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Okay, looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:12.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you, everyone.